My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, let's talk to some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley, what is going on? It's good to have you back on. Crazy SEC Media Days. As a matter of fact, we'll tell you more about what's going on at ACC Media Days as Jim Phillips, the commissioner, is talking today, and he had a lot to say about what's going on in their conference. But I want to ask you about the dogs a little bit before we get into some other stuff. First and foremost, what's up with the other dog quarterbacks, Connor? I mean, we talked a lot about Carson Beck. What's the status on Rashada and some of these other guys that we really haven't discussed?
Yeah, Kirby spoke last week, gave us some updates on the two newest Georgia quarterbacks. Ryan Puglisi, freshman signee, didn't play in the spring game because of a knee injury, but he seems to have put that behind him if you're really good about him. And then Jaden Rashada, you know, coming in, just trying to sit in as many meetings as he can and soak up as much information as he can. I think Rashada, coming in from Arizona State, knows that in terms of competing for that backup quarterback job, he probably enters the month of August behind Gunnar Stockton, who is in his third year in the program. But they really like what Rashada brings from a long-term upside, and I know they're really excited about seeing him go out there and compete. In this month of August, you're going to get a lot of reps with the twos. You're going to get a lot of reps with the threes, and they're eager to see how Rashada, who has as talented an arm as anyone in that room, it comes in and competes and adapts to doing things the way that Georgia does them.
Kind of got to ask you, SEC League media chose, obviously, the Bulldogs as a favorite to win the conference, but am I getting this correctly that somebody picked Vanderbilt to win the conference? Is that a joke?
Not just did one person pick Vanderbilt to win the conference, but two people picked Vanderbilt to win the conference.
Yeah,
this
okay.
happens from time to time.
Yeah, but who are these clowns? I mean, come on, Connor, really?
Their votes count the same as mine, unfortunately. there were two people out there that wanted to make a statement with how they view SEC media voting.
It is crazy. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, and it was just like, who identify yourself? Who are these guys? We're talking about the SEC, Connor Riley with Dog Nation. Guys, follow him on social media as well. I know that Greg McElroy was pretty critical of Georgia's schedule last week at SEC Media Days. Is he making more of a deal of this than we need to? I mean, I keep going back to, all right, I get it. You go to Texas, it's going to be a tough game. I understand that. But do they have the hardest schedule in college football, in your opinion?
I think they do. You could certainly make a case for Florida, who has to play a Texas, an Ole Miss, an LSU, and a Georgia, where Georgia doesn't have to play themselves. But I think it's the fact that all those games come on the road, at Alabama at the end of September, at Texas the week before a bye week, and then at Ole Miss the week after playing Florida in Jacksonville. And not to mention you draw a Tennessee team at the end of the season where, regardless of what Yiga Amaliva looks like as a quarterback, we'll have a pretty good idea by that point in the year. So I think when you factor all that in, I didn't even mention opening the season against Clemson, a team with college football playoff aspirations. When you factor all of that in there and the fact that of the five games I just mentioned, only the Tennessee game is played at home, I just think it's very difficult to see them going through and winning all those games. This is going to have to be a truly elite, elite team to do that because, well, yes, there are going to be games where Georgia blows somebody out. It would not surprise me in the slightest if they win one of those Alabama-Texas or Ole Miss games by three-plus touchdowns. But at the same point in time, and we've seen this over the years with Georgia, it's really hard to play really well every single week in the SEC, and there are going to be some games where they're just going to have to find a way to grind it out. The big thing with this Georgia team, as talented as they are, you have to find a way to not play those one-score games, because if you play a lot of those, that's how the losses sort of tend to rack up.
Connor, I told Dukes on Friday, I think LSU is a good team to look at this year to probably make a case to win the SEC. I mean, look, they avoid Georgia and Texas, right? So they won't see them until the SEC championship game if they get there. I think their scheduling favors so well. They get Ole Miss and Alabama at home, and Oklahoma if we believe that they're going to be that good. Their road games at South Carolina with a new quarterback, at Arkansas with a new quarterback, at A&M with a new quarterback, and then they got Florida as well. I mean, other than USC in week one, if they don't get tripped up there, I think this is a really favorable schedule for LSU, and I think they're flying under the radar a little bit. Do you agree?
I do, and I think they're going to win that week one game against USC. I know from the quarterbacks I've gotten to see covering this Georgia team in recent years, when LSU put Garrett Nussmeier in the second half of that 2022 SEC championship game, he looked like a very, very capable quarterback. Now, last year he was sitting behind the Heisman Trophy winner in Jaden Daniels, and they do have to replace two of their top receivers there. But they really figured some things out there at LSU. It's the third year with Brian Kelly in the system. He's got another recruiting class in. Two very talented offensive tackles there. There's a lot to like about that LSU team. And as you point out, that schedule sets up favorably for them. Last time Alabama came to Baton Rouge, LSU was able to win that game. You get Ole Miss at home in a revenge game from last year that Ole Miss found a way to win. It's an LSU team that, sure, they're not seen in that top tier with Georgia, Alabama, and Texas. But because of the way their schedule sets up and because of the fact that this is the third year under Brian Kelly, I think there's enough there to where they could certainly sneak up and surprise and at the very least be in the college football playoff conversation. And if they're in the SEC championship game, I think there's a really great shot that they're going to already have clinched a spot in the college football playoff.
What did you hear from Hugh Freeze last week? I mean, I got a lot of questions about Auburn, and it's almost as if the week ran out like Friday, and we didn't really get a chance to dive into what we heard from Hugh Freeze last week. What did you take from what he had to say?
Yeah, it's an Auburn team that I think is trending in the right direction. I just don't know if the on-field wins are going to be there. They had some really high highs last year, pushing Georgia, pushing Alabama to the limit. They also got blown out by New Mexico State. And so it's their second year there in Auburn. You know, look, there are a lot of talented freshmen in this league. I can't recall a time that a program has been more excited about an incoming freshman than Auburn has been about Cam Coleman. This is a five-star wide receiver, one of the top players in the country. But, you know, Alabama, Georgia, the major recruiting programs, they do this all the time. With Auburn, they've made it very clear that I think Cam Coleman can come in and be one of, if not their best players right away as a freshman. And if that's the case, that's going to make things very easy on Peyton Thorne. Their quarterback back for another year, I don't think he scares or frightens anyone. But what Auburn is hoping for, his second year in the system there, and remember, he got there late after spring last year, another year in Hugh Freeze's system, another year to develop, and another year to make progress. No one would take Peyton Thorne over Carson Beck, but with a guy like Cam Coleman, who they really love, I think they're expecting bigger things this year down there on the Plains.
I'm going to make a statement, Connor, and I know you cover Georgia, so this could be blasphemy, but I'm just curious your response. By the end of the season, we may all be saying Brady Cook is the best quarterback in the conference. Is that crazy?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think that's crazy, just because from a natural talent standpoint, I don't quite see it with Cook in the way I see it with a Carson Beck, with a Quinn Ewers, and maybe even with a Jalen Milroe. But if you're telling me that Brady Cook leads the league in passing this year, I could certainly see that. One, he's got the best wide receiver in the conference in Luther Burden. Of all the guys Georgia faced last year, defensively, they were never more worried about an opposing player than they were about Luther Burden. And so the fact that that connection is going to work again this year. The other thing, you know, Missouri, similar to LSU, they play a very weak schedule, and that's going to, I think, allow them to rack up wins. They lose a lot of key pieces defensively from last year's team, which won the Cotton Bowl. And so how quickly they're able to reload on that side of the ball, I think, is going to be something to watch. But if you're finding Missouri in a lot of shootouts this year, I could see Brady Cook really racking up yards and numbers, given the fact that he has the best wide receiver in the league.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, Connor. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips today said the league is going to fight for as long as it takes with these lawsuits between Clemson and Florida State. There is, and I'm sure you got this last week at SEC Media Days, but there's no room, right? The SEC is not taking on anybody else. No newcomers at this particular point, right? They're not just getting out to assume that they're going to the SEC.
Absolutely agree with that there. Greg Sankey made it very clear he has no intent to try and want to bring in Florida State with some of the comments that he made there. And I think just Clemson is in that same boat. I think the other thing to keep in mind here, when it comes to the SEC and the ACC, they're both televisioned exclusively by ESPN. And I don't think that ESPN wants the SEC to cannibalize the ACC's top two programs. And so if you're looking for, you know, Florida State and Clemson to try and get out, which I do believe they are trying to do so, I wonder if, like, say, the Big Ten or the Big 12 are maybe more realistic options for them than the SEC at this point in time. I know, you know, never say never in this business, but I think right now as it stands with the way that ESPN, the SEC, and the ACC are all sort of intertwined with each other, I don't think that there's going to be a cannibalization of the ACC where the SEC comes in and takes Florida State and adds Clemson to the league there as well.
Tell the people where they can follow your stuff, Connor.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley, and I could not agree more about the movie Rounders. It is a hot take of mine, but it is the best sports movie of all time.
Nah, yeah.
There you go.
It's not a sport, but I get the point, yeah. On ESPN, so I guess it counts as a sport.
I do think it changed changed pop culture. Hey, real quick, Connor, before we let you go, what's the date of start for camp for Georgia?
We haven't officially learned that yet. I would expect late next week, either August 1st or August 2nd, next Thursday or Friday.
All right. Great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.